Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got three more days till Friday.
Whatever happened to that part? Wasn't there like a nice little long fade out to that song?
I don't know. We've moved on. We're trying to get into the new.
We got three more days till Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, but what about that song in the end? Isn't there a fade out? Come
on, we're trying
Sarah?
To get to the news.
Oh, all right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. It's absolutely perfect out. Beautiful weather.
Is,
you can expect sunny skies and hot weather today. It's gonna be a beauty. Also, red flag warning. There's possible fire. So you know, don't throw your cigarette butts out the window, and let's just try to be as careful as possible every single day. The rest of the days you live in California.
Yes, all the days. Be careful. Don't light things on fire. Thank you.
Right. So the COVID news here in California is excellent. I'll just repeat a couple of the good news stories we've gotten, which is, first of all, California's number one.
Number one.
Our state is doing excellent in recovery. So a lot of people, and some are saying, oh, well, they're recalling Gavin because of his stance on COVID. Well, that if that's your reason, it's backfiring now because all of the shutdowns have worked out.
Right.
We're number one as we get back to business. San Francisco and Marin counties could reach yellow tier any minute. So that's good news. Yellow tier, everybody. We're almost back to normal.
Right.
How's that?
Is normal green tier?
I don't know what the green tier is, but I think yellow's the last tier before we're normal.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So there's still like some mask mandates and that kind of thing, but it's for the most part where, you know, because there is indoor dining now. I mean, they space it out and the outdoor dining places are still working and they're great because it's summertime weather. But it's, we went to San Anselmo last, there were places you could go inside.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, that's
crazy.
And so that, you know, the yellow tier is an important step because that improves the number of, you know, the capacity that you can have in your restaurant or bar or whatever. So it is, it's good news. And, and also real quick, I should also mention a lot of the vaccination places have openings. So if you got frustrated and said, I give up, everyone's telling me to do this. And I'm trying, and I have a life to live and can't spend all my time hanging up and starting over in different locations. That, I believe, has passed at most places.
There are lots of
openings.
You can roll right in. The Costco in Richmond was saying that they have the one shot. They've got the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, I think, was the other one. So if you're looking to do one and done, which is what I would be doing right now, that one's available.
I should also say, you know, everyone on the show got the Pfizer.
Yep.
And there were worries. I certainly did not want to be sick. I wasn't, I don't ever want to be sick.
No.
Period. And
agreed.
So I fretted over the second shot a little, but nothing happened.
Fatigue was the worst thing. Right. I mean,
that was it. And I heard some people said, oh, I slept for 2 days. I only wish. Like, I would have loved that. That would have been great.
We
that
had
wasn't
lives
even the
to
case.
Attend to, right?
So anyway, we have a really good situation here in California right now. Let's move on. This is one of those things that sort of stopped while we were in the pandemic. You know, the selfie accidents.
Oh, right.
As the world opens back up, people can go back to putting their lives in danger for the sake of likes on Instagram. a 28-year-old tourist in... Okay, so it's Dorset, England, which I'm sure is pronounced Dorsetshire, but...
It's, you know, Dorset.
It's spelt Dorset, so we're going to go with that.
Go Dorset.
Dorset, England. This tourist took a selfie on the edge of a cliff on Saturday afternoon, and then he slipped and fell 120 feet.
Did he die?
No. And I'm going to show you, because I don't have any other way to show it to you than to turn my computer around. I'm going to show you where it happened. The cliffs are sheer. So luckily...
Is it on the White Cliffs of Dover or something?
I think that's... What?
Is it the White Cliffs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Oh, wow. That is...
It's sheer. Sheer, and it's... So that is a full fall, 120 feet to the water, but the tide was high.
So I'm holding on.
Amazingly, he survived after, again, trying to take a selfie on the cliff's edge.
Dummy.
Then slipped, fell 120 feet to the water below, but because of the high tide, he landed in 4 feet of water.
Oh, only 4 feet.
Which still should have...
Still
should have
hit the
bottom.
Water at that. I mean, it's like hitting cement.
Yep. But the guy only wound up with cuts and bruises.
Oh.
It's a miracle. And
did his phone survive?
It doesn't say if the picture got posted. It doesn't say. I hope he got a worthwhile picture out of it all.
Yeah, I actually hope he didn't, so he can learn a lesson. Because if he did get a worthwhile picture, I mean, is anything worth that, really?
I wouldn't want that fall. No, that's a high. No. That's a lot, and your life would pass before your eyes because you wouldn't know that you're. That there's enough water down there to keep you from dying.
No, right. Down there.
And 4 feet. I mean, you wouldn't do that on purpose. If you were a daredevil, you'd go, that's not enough water. I'm not doing that.
Nope.
I'm going to break both my legs. Forget it. He must have landed right on his back. You know, taking the selfie behind him there.
I'm trying to see where, if it's the White Cliffs. Not that it really matters.
Well, those are White Cliffs.
They certainly are.
I don't know
if
they're the ones you're speaking, the specific ones you're speaking of, but they are.
Let's find out where the White Cliffs of Dover are. Because those are the ones I always, you know, they're the ones you always picture. White Cliffs, there they are, of Dover. No, they seem like they're in a totally different part of England.
Oh.
They're way, they're like.
Dorsetshire, sure?
No, Dorsetshire. Okay. It's Dorsetshire sauce. no, the White Cliffs of Dover seem to be east of London, and Dorset's down near Bournemouth.
Oh, these are the Old Hairy Rocks.
Old Hairy Rocks. Mm-hmm. Is that so?
Yeah.
Hairy is in H-A-I or H-A-R-R-Y?
Hairy, H-R-R-Y.
Okay. Old Hairy Rocks.
Not Hairy isn't. Mm-hmm. Old Hairy, like Prince Harry.
All right, now we know.
And knowing's half the battle.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
Oh, by the way, here's a text. Yes. Someone said, with all due respect, this is 510. With all due respect, Vinny, uh-oh, the shutdowns did not work out as far as millions of us who lost full-time jobs, et cetera, and the S show that took place in California for months. That's why Gavin is being recalled.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was about COVID, and that's what I was,
talking about. It was about COVID.
But I do, look, I feel for everyone who went
through
everything you went through is valid. You should feel like this was wrong. It was
wrong. It was horrible and it was handled incredibly poorly. But that, my feeling was that came from the top down.
Well, whatever you have absolutely have a right to be upset about the way that went. And you, if you believe a new governor will do a better job, hey, look, maybe I'll vote for Caitlin too. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know if I would have trusted the pandemic to Caitlin, but
whatever. Though you have been heard. I understand what you're saying. The last thing I wanted to do was, you know, be trapped in the house with a 2-year-old, one at the time.
Mm-hmm. But we did manage to keep our gigs, and honestly, that's if you lost yours or you lost a business. I just feel for people who lost their life's work in this. Mm-hmm. There definitely were people who really, really are the worse for wear at the end of this thing.
Right. What I was going to say is I absolutely had my own struggles, and yet I'm well aware that I kept my job. And as bad as I felt for us as a family, it was nothing by comparison. Right. You're right. Losing your job is a big deal. So go get Gavin out of there if that's what's going to make you feel better.
Yep.
Absolutely. French fries.
Oh, my God. Let's have some.
With ranch.
No. God, you and your ranch. Stop it. Ugh.
God.
Ruining everything by putting like ranch on.
Your milky, weird dip that doesn't even taste great on lettuce, much less potatoes. Blech.
Come on, Adele.
Put it in my mouth.
It's actually really common.
I'm sure it is.
Ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it. It's good.
Put it in my mouth. If it has ketchup.
That, you know what? I would say that I would never even consider that, but that Greek place I went to, this was, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yes, sure.
But I went there and I said, what do you guys make that's great? She made me a chicken salad, a Greek chicken salad, and then these fries with this. It wasn't ranch, but it was some kind of milk-based dip, and it was unbelievably good. Mm. So,
I wonder if it was like mayo or something.
Yogurt, probably. Maybe the Greek yogurt base and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It was slightly, more, I don't know. But anyway, it was freaking good.
Mm. Souvla.
So. Yeah, that's the place. Mm-hmm. Souvla. Anyway, French fries make the news.
Why is that?
Because people love them.
Yes.
And people were asked, which fries do you love? Which shape is your thing? What's your thing? Waffle fries got 12 states.
Waffle fries, really?
Waffle fries are really good. You don't like them?
No, I don't. It's shoestring.
It's like a little too potato-y.
It's, and sometimes they're not like cooked in the middle or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like I want a fully
cooked.
Are
they good? Do you like
I like mine crispy.
Sure, I guess, whatever.
Cheese fries got 12 states as these cheese states fries. We're all voting on. Yeah, I don't know. I love cheese, but I don't need it on my fries. California was among the 12 states that cheese fries won. Hmm. I would have guessed the garlic fry is pretty popular around here, only the Bay Area.
I wonder if it's because of the animal style fries at In-N-Out.
Put cheese on it?
Yeah, cheese and something else. I don't get it.
I thought it was like the grilled onions and
grilled
the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, that sounds pretty darn good.
My mouth is watering right now.
I'd eat that right now.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Tater tots took 7 states. Wow. I told you guys, when we finally went to a restaurant, which was 2 weeks ago, for the first time in a year, I said, I'll have the fries. And she's all, do you want any? And I go, nope. Just a big basket of fries, please.
Oh, period.
I hadn't had French fries in a year.
And this place is known for its fries or something?
No.
Is
it? Oh. It's just, here I am, I'm out. I can't eat these at home. This is my chance. I'm having potatoes.
Huh.
Let's see. Tater tots got 7 states. Some say they don't even count as fries. I believe they are. Shoestring fries got 5 states. Sweet potato fries can go to heck.
I love sweet potato fries.
No, you don't.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I do.
No.
Not if you have the chance between, if you can choose between
I will order sweet potato fries. No. There's a place down the street that does them. They're just delicious.
Those are healthier for you.
They're not healthier. They're still fried, you know? No.
It's a better
option. I love
option.
Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries
the taste
are mushy.
Is so good. Yeah.
They don't
they're a little
crispy.
Bit. They're crispy on the outside, and then they get that nice mush on the inside.
Oh,
I like them. Creamy.
So do you like
they're cooked right.
Sweet potato pie for Thanksgiving then?
Sure, I do.
Ew.
Oh, geez, Sarah.
My dad makes it every year, and he's the only one that eats it. None
I love him. John
it.
Will cook up yams. I'll put those right
I'll
in the
eat
oven.
Yams? That's not a French fry, though.
Yeah, I suppose. But if you oil it up, it'll crisp up a little bit.
Ooh.
So good.
Anyway, as we talk about fries, sweet potato fries got 4 states. Steak fries got 4 states, including Oregon. Curly fries got 3 states, including Hawaii. And there, crinkle cut fries got 2 states. And chili cheese fries stand alone as New Mexico's favorite French fry.
The old chili cheese. All right.
Oh, delish.
I always feel like the chili makes it all mushy. It's just like a bowl of sort of mushy, greasy potatoes with chili on it.
Well, you got to fork them fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like a fry I can pick up with my fingers.
I love chili cheese fries. Those are
yeah,
really good.
I did too. You and me, Coco.
Yeah.
Coco.
Not the sweet
I'll
potato.
I'll eat that whole list.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Put them down in front of me. They're going to be gone. Let's get those gone.
I think we all agree French fries are good. Mother's Day is right around the corner. According to a new survey, the average person missed out on 28 days worth of quality time with their mom over the past year because of this pandemic. So the stakes are high this Mother's Day, this Sunday, everyone. I'm giving you, here's your warning again. I'm warning you again. You have plenty of time to get some flowers, get something going for mom to help remind her that she's number one.
Number one.
Sure. You got a wife, you got kids, you got other things you love, hobbies, but mom, everyone. Yep. It's your mom.
You got to stoke mom.
You came walking right out of her. Come on.
It was sort of like that.
80% of people say they want to use this Mother's Day as a way to try and make up for lost time.
Oh, all right.
So they are going to just love mom up as best as they possibly can. I don't know exactly how you plan to do that. Most plan to get together with mom. That's the best possible way.
Well, and a lot of it, you know, I haven't seen my mom in a year and a half. I can't wait to ever see them next month. Can't wait to see them.
Oh, that's going to be great.
I know. I'm going to give her a huge hug. My dad,
you are.
A huge hug. Oh, I just miss him so much.
Will you wrap full legs around and make
I
her
will.
Hold your
yep.
full weight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yep. nice. Yeah. And she'll just carry you like you were a baby again.
Like I'm a baby. Well, I'm so uh-huh. small that, of course, she'll be able to carry me.
Yeah.
I'm so tiny.
Well, you said your sweatpants are falling right off you.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Falling right off me.
Others plan to get mom flowers, get mom a card. Somehow I don't feel like that's actually making up for any lost time, but okay.
If you write a really nice note inside the card, heartfelt words mean more. I would rather, I always look forward to the Mother's Day cards because my kids will write me the things that they don't really verbalize, and I love them. I save them all.
Oh.
I'm sentimental like that.
Well, unfortunately, it does sound like just another Mother's Day because no one can think of any way to make up for lost time. Oh, yeah, that thing that you can't possibly put dollar value on.
Right.
Time.
Well, just give them wah, some of it.
Wah,
moms,
wah.
Moms understand. Moms are good.
Do they?
You know,
you
just
haven't lost
thinking,
any time with your boys, but if your boy had been in the crick all year,
I would have missed him so much.
You would have been bummed.
Just to see him though would be enough. Just to, you know, that would make up for the lost time. Just to know that he still loved me and that I was going to get to see him in the future.
He still loved you.
Well, you know, people forget about people. Do you still love me?
You think
I
he's going to fall right. out of love with his mom? I don't think so.
You never know. You never know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, here's a real problem for me. I think the Greek dip Vinny might be talking about is called tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki. Is that how you say it?
Something like that. John makes that. John makes a ton of Greek food, and that's exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I would have never pulled the name out. Is it like
that
a
that sauce is called
sesame?
Tzatziki. It's made of strained yogurt, shredded cucumber, olive oil, garlic, lemon juice, salt, and herbs.
Okay.
It was so good, you guys.
Delish.
And it's not something like you put white stuff in front of me, I'm going to be like kind of all brr.
Less is ranch.
I'm thinking
too much milk lying around for too long and the not cool enough, and I'm feeling
tzatziki.
Like it's going bad. This stuff has turned.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki. Tzatziki.
Sweet potato fries are the worst. Yeah,
oh.
I agree.
Oh, God.
I liked it. It seemed like a good trend for a second there, and then I just went, these never get better.
No.
They're mushy inside. Like, where?
I like them.
I wish you guys would work harder on this sweet potato fry and make it more like a fry and less like a mersh, like a mashed potato in a burnt shell.
You can kind of smoosh it with your tongue. I like it.
Right.
Smushy.
Don't even have to chew.
Yeah.
No, you just sort of just gulg it down your throat.
Nice, Sarah.
Gulg. Thank you.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'll do that on a date.
Yeah.
What is that?
And wink at him when you do it.
Yeah, hey. Totally. That's how you get all the guys, right?
Yeah.
You
slurp
yeah.
your sweet potato
Actually,
fries.
That would be a...
I'm mushing this with my tongue, my very strong tongue right
that
now.
That would be a skill most guys would desire.
What is she doing? I don't care. Just let me at it. I don't even know how she's doing that.
All right.
And on that note, we'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.